How appropriate it is that as we begin a Lenten fast that we could never have imagined, that is, needing to fast from the Eucharist, that on this day we have a saint to inspire us and a reading from Daniel to ground us. For at a time like this, we need to be grounded, and at a time like this, we need to be inspired. All of us are feeling shaken today because of what COVID-19 means for us. We have never experienced, in our lifetime at least, a crisis of this magnitude. But one of the things that's so important for us as Catholic Christians to remember is that we are part of a great tradition that goes all the way back to the Old Testament, to the time of Judaism itself, finding its culmination in the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, his sending of the Holy Spirit, so that we can be a people whose lives are part of a much greater story. And although it's true that we have not been here before, the church has been here before, and in that we can take great solace. Think of today's saint as one who can inspire us. Patrick was born a Roman Briton, and he lived in the early part of the 5th century. While still a young man, he was kidnapped and taken to what today is modern-day Ireland, where for 6 years he lived the brutal life of a slave. One can only imagine the darkness of the life that he must have experienced there. Torn away from family, torn away from friends, from home, compelled to learn an unfamiliar language, treated with disdain, forced to do the most disagreeable of work. How often Patrick must have wept. How often he must have cried out to God, wondering why he could have been so thoroughly abandoned. But here is the remarkable thing. After 6 years, he left Ireland, and we believe that he became a priest in France and then went back to what we would call England. And here's the remarkable thing about young Father Patrick. From a psychological perspective, you would think he would never want to go back to Ireland. And if he did, the only way he would go back is as the chaplain of an invading army. But that Patrick did not do. Something had happened in Patrick's life that goes beyond psychology, that goes beyond just an intellectual and rational explanation. For you see, Patrick had been so touched by God that the very people who abused him, the very ones who sinned against him, he had discovered the mercy that Jesus speaks about in today's gospel. And he was willing to forgive the Irish 70 times 7. What a remarkable thing to consider how this man, guided by the Holy Spirit, in the most unimaginable of circumstances, could choose to do what he did. And because of that, on this day, St. Patrick is an inspiration to us. What was it that so inspired Patrick? Well, I think at the very base of it, it was that he was a Catholic Christian. And because he was a Catholic, he was grounded in the great scriptural tradition that is ours. As I was preparing for today's Mass, I was amazed at the reading that we had as our first reading from the book of Daniel, a book written over 2,300 years ago. And this is the famous story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who are in the fiery furnace. What an apt description for what we are experiencing right now. This is a kind of fiery furnace. And of those three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Abednego was the Babylonian name given to the man whose other name was Azariah. And as we heard in our reading today, While he is in the midst of the fiery furnace, what does Azariah do? He stands still and prays. Now listen to that. Azariah stands still and he prays. Beloved, as we deal with the reality of this fiery furnace known as COVID-19, you and I are called to stand still and to pray. And what's to be the content of our prayer? Well, listen again to part of what Azariah prayed. He prayed, first of all, with affirmation that he belonged to a family that had an ancestral line with names like Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He realized that he was part of a story. And even though he was hundreds of kilometers from Jerusalem, because he was in Babylon, and because he was in Babylon, there was no altar. Because he was in Babylon, there was no sacrifice. Because he was in the fiery furnace, he prayed these words. In our day, we have no burnt offering or sacrifice or oblation or incense. No place to make an offering before you and to find mercy. Isn't that remarkable? Could there be a more appropriate text for us this morning as you and I are called to this place where we have never been before? A time of fasting from the Eucharist, just as our ancestors in the faith had to fast from being able to offer their sacrifice in the Jerusalem temple. And so we have a decision to make today. How shall we live in face of COVID-19? And may we hear the prayer that is expressed by Azariah when he goes on to say, "And now, with all our heart, we follow you. We fear you and seek your presence. Do not put us to shame, but deal with us in your patience and in your abundant mercy. Deliver us according to your marvelous works and bring glory to your name, O Lord." In this COVID-19 crisis, I would invite you to meditate on these verses from Daniel chapter 3. For this prayer that's 2,300 years old could not be more appropriate. And as Bishop McGrattan said in his letter to the faithful last evening, echoing the words of Azariah, "As the Diocese of Calgary begins its spiritual renewal, I pray that we realize with all humility our need for the Lord in the Eucharist and our deep spiritual longing for him. May this difficult time of fasting from the celebration of the Eucharist deepen our Lenten observance, our prayer and solidarity with those who suffer, and provide for us the necessary grace of growing in our missionary discipleship." Today we have the inspiration of St. Patrick. We have the grounding of Azariah's prayer. We have the encouragement of our bishop to give us perspective this day during this time of the COVID-19 crisis. St. Patrick, pray for us.